Nkanyiso, wena, what's your take on this? Why is it important to choose the right friends, and what's the consequence of having the wrong friends in your life?
I think Nomkele and Sitele pretty much covered everything on that. Simply put, as Sitele said, that having bad friends might simply lead to your distraction, and that's it. Nothing to remove, nothing to add. And then if we tend to do something that we know might put us into temptation, but then we go with the mentality that I'm pretty strong, I will manage. Once we lead ourselves into temptation, we almost deceiving ourselves. So rather remove yourself from that and make sure that you do not have bad friends in your life, because yeah, it might lead to your distraction and your downfall.
As Sidel said, flee. Remove yourself, as Kanyiso says. Remove yourself from that. And okay, maybe let's look at this practically. You know, if you have friends which you might believe that are the wrong type of friends for you or have the wrong influence, how do you distance yourself from that? How do you flee from that? Because it's not as easy as it sounds. You know, do you tell them that, okay, guys, can I just please just distance myself from you guys because of this? Or, you know, how do you go about actually doing that? And should you actually do that? Actually, you guys have answered that, but how do you actually, you know, go about doing that? Kanyiso, what do you say?
Oh, okay. Interestingly, yesterday I had a conversation with someone regarding our recording for today's episode. And then when I asked them this question, and the answer that was given to me is that be a good person, empathize, respect people. And one of the most important thing there is to be able to be who you are, and yeah, be firmly in what you believe, your principles. And I think the right people will come to you, and then the wrong people will automatically leave. And it happens. It is practical. It's something that happens. When, like Sidel, she says that she loves talking about spiritual stuff. She loves talking about the prophecy and all. So if Sidel has one of the friend or the person who's not really interested in what Sidel is saying, we'll go. Just like that, we'll go. Because every time Sidel talks about this, this person might be irritated or finding it difficult to be in the same space as him. So even if it's a group or a group of people, it will happen. If they are not the good friends that they said they are, they will leave one by one, just like that.
Wow, that's actually something I didn't really think of, but it's so true. You know, the more you start, you know, maybe perhaps, you know, growing in Christ and all that, you know, some people, you find some people actually leaving you, and some people actually coming closer to you because they want to have the same experience that you are having with God, or they want to realize that you are speaking the same language as them. And I love that, you know, so we don't really need to actually do anything. They will actually leave by themselves. But as Kanyiso said, you need to be firm in your principles and in your beliefs. You know, you need to not be afraid of actually standing up for God so that they may see, you know, where you are, where you are going, and so that maybe they will perhaps see themselves out. You know, I hope that didn't sound too bad. Kalewena, what do you say about that?
Well, answering your question of how you can just leave your friends and stuff, I think it's quite easy. I don't know how to put this properly, but for me personally, there's some things that my friends do that I'm just like, no, I'm not gonna do it. So I kind of distance myself when they talk about these things or when they actually do these things, so that I do not find myself in that situation. So I think it goes back to your morals and your values and also what you find important, I guess.
Realizing where you may fit and where you don't fit, and actually removing yourself from those situations. Going back to what Sidel said earlier on. Sidel, what's your take on this? If you have any take.
I do, and I actually agree with Claire and Nganyiso, because I just think actually it's like the most accurate thing, that these things organically happen when you come to Christ, okay, when you're born again, okay, in the spirit, and your lifestyle changes. Those old people that you could have hanged out with in the past, they look at you and they're like, yo, ooh, Sadel is not the same person we hanged with before, okay? Sadel has this thing about her that, and the thing about that thing is, what does Jesus call us, okay? Jesus says, you guys are the light of the world, man. And in John 1, when John is describing Jesus, he describes Jesus as the light that came into the world. And then he says the light was full of darkness, man. The world was full of darkness. And Jesus was the light that came into the world. And the thing about that light is that it exposed the wickedness that was happening in the world, that was hidden in the darkness, man. So the thing about being the light of the world that Jesus calls us, sometimes your presence literally, it exposes to people their own wickedness and their own righteousness, né? And sometimes people will literally just be allergic to you because of how the Holy Spirit has developed your character, because of how the Holy Spirit has shaped you to be into the person coming into God's image. It all goes basically to that. These things organically happen. These people will just leave your life. And if it is for them to be changed by how God worked in you, then it's that. But if it's for them to leave because, you know, light and darkness, wickedness and righteousness, they don't go together, then it's like that. But yeah, I totally agree with what, you know, Nomkhela said and what Nkanyiso said. Yes.
Very nice aspect there. And guys, let me just, you know, there's an anonymous caller here, someone who's asking for a friend. It says, I'm in a friendship group and we have been friends for years now. My friends have been responsible for most of my scars and insecurities. I love them, but I'm afraid that the resentment I have inside will affect my spiritual life. What should I do? Does anyone want to answer that, perhaps?
Oh, that's a big one. Okay, can I just say, sorry if I'm cutting in front of someone, but I feel like I've had something similar. You know, pray about it. Pray for healing. Because, hey, guys, you know, the resentment, yeah, it's a lot. Because there's some things that only God can fix inside us and God can fix inside other people. And I think we neglect to pray about a lot of things and take things to our biggest friend, Jesus, in prayer, né? So my first thing I would tell the person is for her or him to put this problem, this resentment in her heart to Jesus. Because it's in the Bible, you can see an example of how, first of all, Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when they were literally killing him, okay? So God can give you a peace in your heart, and he can cure resentment. What else? When Stephen was being stoned to death, Stephen said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So pray, because God can heal your heart. And I don't know if your friend is, I don't know if they're still doing what they're doing to you or if it's a past thing, but if it's a past thing, I would say God, there's healing in Christ and he can really heal your heart. Like, I know he can. And if it's a current thing, then pray about it some more. Ask God for guidance. Like, be serious about the prayer. Like, he will tell you he will take the person out of your life for you if it's a continual thing. Like, he's done it for me. And God's also changed someone in my life for me. And, you know, now we have a great friendship. So just there's power in prayer. Just like there's some things that are just too much for us to sort out on ourselves. Give it to God. He will sort it out himself. But yeah.
I love that. Give it to Jesus in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer and he will deal with it for you, because he is the biggest friend or the best friend that we have, and he'll be able to take care of us. I love that from Sidel. And perhaps, guys, the question, maybe the biggest question, which has been, you know, this episode has been leading to, is how? Someone is sitting at home hearing us be like, okay, I know what the right friend is. I know, you know, why it's important for me to have the right friend, why I should run away from the wrong friends. But how do I choose the right friends? Because if I may add, that this is actually a choice. We choose the people we want in our lives and we don't want in our lives. So we mustn't take this, you know, very lightly. This is a very important decision which we need to take in our lives. It's as important as choosing your life partner, choosing your career and so on and so forth. So it's not something we should take lightly. So how do you go about choosing or finding the right friends for us or for our lives?
Okay, well, the number one thing, the first thing you have to do is obviously pray. That's like the most obvious answer. But after that, I feel like at some point, you also have to be ready for that friendship. Because sometimes you want this amazing friend, you want this relationship with this person, yet you yourself are not ready to be in that type of relationship. Like, you are the bad person. Like, before you can open yourself up to other people, I feel like at first you have to have an introspection of who you are, and also be willing to allow God to change you. And yeah.
I love that. So pray about it and actually be ready for that friendship. And as everyone has been saying, that whatever you do will attract those type of people who do those things or who are, you know, have the same type of mindset. So if you are not that friend which, you know, God would like you to be for that other person, then there is a problem there. And Kare says that you need to let God actually change you and work in you, so that you can be able to be ready for those friendships, for the right friendships in your lives. Ganye, so what do you say? How do we choose the right friends? How do you go about finding the right friends for us?
Look at this question, and then I know it might sound odd or weird, but when I encountered this question, I just looked at it and then said, don't go looking for friends. Don't go trying to find friends. I think the thing here is try to be a good person and yeah, communicate with people, empathize, respect. And like I said before, you attract the right people. So try living or the life that when someone who is looking would possibly ask how is he or she even doing that, what is working for her, and then from there you're inviting that particular person in, and then they want to know, they're interested in you. That's how the shared interests come into play here. So I would suggest don't go looking or finding friends, but the first step is trying to be yourself, being a good person. Then I think the right people, you will attract them, and then ultimately they become your friend.
They said it all. I think you have to be a good friend to have one. I think maybe also we have toxic characteristics. I mean, we're all human beings. We're all imperfect. Maybe also pray about that, work on those characteristics, be, you know, self-aware. And yeah, there's that. And hey, man, I remember just a time in my life where I just felt literally so alone. about like Elijah in the wilderness saying, God, I'm the only one left. And like, I felt like I had no friends and everything. But I was obviously being overdramatic, like Elijah was being. But what did I prayed for friends. And then God just gave me all these friends I have so many things in common with. And I find new friends every day. And just being in circles, like just going to church, you're going to find people who are like-minded as you, you know, that's where my closest friends are. Put yourselves in spaces where to be you, go to church, you'll find friends who have common interests there. And work on yourself. You might have toxic traits that, you know, push other people away. Pray about those. And
Definitely. I don't think you're the only one who's gone through that, you know, stage or phase of actually questioning, you know, why don't you have friends, or, you know, crying about not having friends or thinking you don't have any friends. I know that I go through it every day. Just kidding. But like, yeah, I've went through it, and I know it is very, very hard. Perhaps I'll come back to what you said. Nkanyiso wants to add something here. Nkanyiso, what do you want to say?
Oh yeah. So I'm not sure. Maybe this might be out of the question, but it's something that I was reading about. So doing this whole study preparing for this podcast, I just went to Google and searched the Bible character that had good friendship, and then I think the one that stood out, or the one that saved was the great friendship was between David and Jonathan. And I think we all might relate to the story. But there is a particular verse. I was trying to find it now, but you said that I should talk. But the verse, I think, says David, I'm not sure if it's David or Jonathan, loved David as he loved himself. So I think here, in terms of friendship, you should the way that you love yourself, you should be able to love your friend as well. So in telling them the truth and being honest with them, being as transparent as you can with them, those are signs of good friendship, and those are signs of, I think, growing friendship as well.
Powerful stuff there. Let me just go to what Sadel said first. I love what you said, Sadel, that, you know, you need to move in the right circles. You know, if you go to the clubs and all that, you'll find the friends who go to clubs and all that. But if you go to church and things like that, then you'll find friends who, you know, are like-minded. Not to say that you'll find the right friends in church, but you most likely will find the right friends in church. And ask God to work on you, you know, on some toxic traits, which perhaps might end up, you know, ruining your friendships and all that. Then Kanyiso's point, I absolutely love it. Going back to the Bible, you know, which is the source, or, you know, the source of God's will, and where we get to learn or be guided and get examples from the Bible so that we can apply in our lives. And I love that aspect of looking at that friendship between David and Jonathan, and what a beautiful friendship it was. And at the foundation of it was love. Can we say that we actually love our friends as much as we love ourselves? Can we say that, you know, we will be loyal to our friends even if our fathers, you know, might want to kill them, might want to end their lives? Can we say that? Maybe we can't, but Jonathan, if you had to ask him, you know, he would tell you that he did that, and he loved David as much as he loved himself, maybe even more. And David loved Jonathan as much as he loved himself. Those are the type of friendships we need to be looking for as young Christians, where the foundation of it is love. And we know that God is love. So the foundation basically of those friendships is God. With God in that friendship, then you can be comfortable and be secure in knowing that that friendship will thrive. So I am absolutely so sad that this episode has come to an end. I love the insights that you all have shared. You know, I love what you guys said. At the end of the day, you know, you are the light. We are the light of the world, and we need to bring light to our friendships. We need to bring people closer to God, and we need to attract the people who will lead us closer to God and help us grow. And remember to pray about it. Leave it to God, and God will draw the people who you need in your life and send those who you don't necessarily need out of your life, and so much more. And before we go off the air, do you guys have any closing remarks that you have before we leave?
So yeah, in closing, we've talked about this with the topic of friendship and having right friends, and knowing how to look for right friends. And I think it was a pretty informing discussion, and I learned a lot from Sidel, Namkele, and you, Lindo. And yeah, as we're closing, I think people have friends in their lives, as much as one could say that I don't have friends, throughout the stages of development, in a way, we do make friends directly or indirectly. So, yeah. So I think for me, in closing, I think a friend, I could say that is someone who does not leave you because of having life difficulties, even facing challenges. Could either be them or you. You don't leave them just because they're having some sort of challenge in their lives. And looking back, reflecting back to the story of Job, and I could say that a friend or a good friend sits with you in times of troubles and adversity. And looking at again the story of Moses and Aaron, I could say from there that a friend is someone who can be a voice when you are voiceless. So in all of these characters and people, lastly, I would like to mention that Jesus is a friend, again, is our friend. And that friend, as much as you may be a bad person or a bad friend before, but then if you change your way and become a new friend, or rejected your old ways of becoming a new friend, that friend takes you in regardless of the history, what the history holds, I mean. So in all, a friend should set an example in conduct and show some love and, yeah, faith and all. Thank you.
Wow, I love that, Nkanye. So that a friend is someone who can be your voice, you know, the voice to the voiceless, someone who sits with you when you are suffering, like Job's friends to some extent, although they did, you know, but yeah, I love that aspect. And the most important one is that Jesus is the best friend that you can ever have. You know, he's the biggest and best friend you can ever ask for and you can ever have in your life. Okay, you can add, Sidel.
Yes. Oh, just going on that last point, that Jesus is the biggest friend you're ever going to have in your entire life. This is like my favorite couple of verses in the Bible. These are my favorite verses. John 15, verse 13, going to 15. It says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And it's just so amazing that, you know, God is not this tyrannical man in the sky who just wants to rule over us, but he loves us so much and he wants to engage in something so close and connected as a friendship with us. That just blows my mind. And the Bible says that Moses and God spoke to each other as if Moses was speaking to his friend. And just the fact that God wants to be my friend, he wants to engage in that relationship with me, and that he wants to be my biggest friend. And he showed himself as being the best friend. it's just so amazing. And I just love that. So yeah, those are my closing remarks.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely wonderful. Jesus is the biggest and best friend you can ever have. The one who laid down his life for us. He wants a relationship with us. How beautiful is that? That the King of Kings wants to be our friend. You want to be friends with celebrities and all that, fine. But I want to be a friend with Jesus. I want to be Jesus's friend because he wants to be my friend. How beautiful is that? I love that so much. Sidel, I hope you join us again on one of our episodes. It was a pleasure having you. And yeah, thank you very much. And thank you to Kanyiso Nokhele for also being a part of this episode. I hope and pray that we are able to find the right friendships which will bring us closer to God and which will land us in heaven one day. It is my prayer. Let it be yours. And yeah, that's all we have to say from my side and the Youth Force 12 team. Thank you very much for joining us and for being with us for this episode and being patient and listening. Hope you find the right friends for your life. It is I, Linda Wuhlemsane, Majomtimandunqabulombokothwayo. See you next time, same time, same place. And remember, young people, to be an example to other young believers in spirit, in word, in conversation, and in love, faith, and purity. Good night, God bless, and a happy, happy Sabbath.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.